Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
1065 VN. Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
So we've all been either in a house that we live in or gone to a house where your cell phone just doesn't work anymore. Well, I'm calling somebody at the request of his wife whose phone is like that. They just moved and he went online and complained to his provider that they have no cell service in their house. So I'm calling from his provider to say there's a solution, and that solution, he's not going to like it.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Marcel.
This is me.
Hi, Marcel. This is Raul Labrador, and I'm calling from Verizon Wireless. How are you today?
I'm all right.
Great. I'm responding to a complaint that you filed on our website about cell service. You recently moved, correct?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about what the problem is.
Okay, so it's just not connecting really well.
It's just not working very well. Do I have that right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. I've got good news. We're going to be building a new cell phone tower very close to your house. And that is going to improve the service immensely. Okay? I wanted to give you an update on that. We got your complaint and we wanted to respond to that. But also, I legally have to, as the cell phone tower is going to be within 100 yards of your house. So legally, under the state of California, I have to not get approval, but I have to just make sure that you're made aware of it.
Okay, within 100 yards?
Yes. Within 100 yards, actually less than 100 yards, about 75 yards from your property line.
Is that even safe?
We're pretty sure that it's safe. It's mostly safe. Yeah, it's almost safe.
Almost safe meaning?
Like, it's not going to cause any provable damage.
Provable damage being what?
Like, to your body. You know, due to any human's body. The good news is, though, that your cell service is going to be astronomical. It's almost going to be too clear. You probably will be able to feel the calls in your body.
Yeah, that sounds like a bit of a problem.
I disagree. Have you been to like an XD movie theater with that 4D experience? It's going to be kind of like that.
Okay, you know, that doesn't sound great. I don't think I really want that.
Well, what if I told you, though, that we take $10 off every monthly bill? Because that is something that I do have the authority to approve right now, if you'd like us to do that.
Okay. See, I'm just very confused about the body harm stuff that you mentioned, because that just seems very vague. It seems really vague.
Well, it's only because really the science just isn't there yet, you know, but for the most part, though, you know, if you're asking me if I would live the 75 yards from a cell phone tower, you know, so, okay. So can I put down officially that we're good here? Okay. You're going to take the $10 credit and we can start construction on the cell phone tower probably before the end of the season. Can I officially say that?
Nope. I don't think that's a good idea.
All right. So you don't want good cell service. That's what you want?
I think I'm just going to have to cancel service.
Okay. Just know, though, that the cell phone tower is still going in, though. So, okay. I'm not the department that cancels service. But anyway, though, I can patch you through to them if you want me to.
You say the cell phone tower is still being built?
Well, sure. It wasn't getting built just for you. I mean, you're not the only Verizon customer. So does that change things? Because I can only do the $10 credit if you stay with us. Obviously, I can't give you a $10 credit for another company.
No, I'm going to have to deal with this later. You can't put down. I'm okay with any of this, but I'm just going to have to deal with this later.
Okay. All right. That's understandable. One thing, though, that I am going to put down is that you're on a 106.5 The End right now on the wake-up call. This is Gavin, and you're on a prank phone call that your wife asked me to do. Michelle sent me an email and asked me if I would prank phone call you. So I apologize for wasting your time. I'm also sorry your cell phone doesn't work that well.
Okay.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.